Toothless, Scene 4, The Park, Part 2.
"Well," said Albrecht, still holding the toothbrush high over his head, "seeing that my toothbrush is giving me quite a bit of light, I'm going to move forward and start walking through this maze."
Albrecht walked several paces and then stopped. He turned to look behind him and saw no one was moving with him. He waited as the rest stood at the edge of the humming streetlight. The pale light flickered, bathing the three in brief moments of darkness. This prompted Curly and Bizarre to quickly move into the light of Albrecht's toothbrush. Franklin hesitated, shuffling his feet. His face was conflicted between a cry and a smile of despair.
"I guess I'm the one leading," Albrecht surmised, waiting for his friend. "You have the light," Curly said matter-of-factly.
"Yes, that's a safe assumption, Albrecht." Franklin carefully walked over to join the group. His eyes started twitching again. The mortician chortled, then turned to face the darkness before them.
"Everything is changing," the medical examiner quietly mumbled as he stepped into the light bubble, rubbing the twitch in his eye. His voice was distant and without direction.
"We need to be changing."
"Hey, just curious." Franklin had an edge to his voice. "What do you guys see when I do this?" The marathoner rushed forward a short distance, bathing himself in darkness.
"Can you see where I am?"
"Franklin!" Bizarria yelped as the other two chuckled curiously over the stunt.
Okay.
Franklin jogged lightly back to the group. The corner of his eye twitched again, and he forced a wide, crooked smile to make it stop. He did not feel like that was working, though.
"To answer your question, yeah, we could see where you end up," said Curly. "It's difficult to see, and we can't see the ground between you and us, but there is a little glowing around each of us. I noticed it around myself when I first stepped off the bus."
Then, the security guard held up one finger, indicating he needed a minute before any further discussion continued. Curly briefly massaged his mustache, sucked in some air through his nose, swished it back and forth, then slowly let out that air. He listened and felt for anything that would help him decipher what was ahead in the darkness.
"Curly, mustache sense. 4. Success. Difficult DT.
The mustache remained bristled as the security guard felt the silence of the darkness. Then he felt the humming and chittering of bugs in the hedge walls. There was no wind or other noises, just an unnatural silence that muted out anything beyond their bubble of green light.
"Guys," Curly said quietly, "I only hear the bugs, but I'm pretty sure that's the way forward."
He motioned them to keep moving forward into the maze.
"There are a bunch of those bugs in those bushes," Bizarre responded matter-of-factly. "What makes you think that's the way forward?"
Curly smiled and tapped his mustache.
"Oh, that's great. Between this old man's skin and the hair on your face, there's no possible way we could become lost in this nightmare."
Sarcasm dripping heavily off her words. Albrecht smiled and looked to Curly.
"Are you hearing anything else?"
"Nope," the security guard responded. "Just these bugs. Does anyone know what these bugs are?"
"They are the same bugs that were around when we first saw the statue,"
Albrecht gestured with the toothbrush.
"Wait, you're saying these bugs were in the cave?"
"No, the bugs were in the bushes near the first statue in the park."
"Nonsense,"
Curly retorted.
"There are no bugs like these in my park."
"There are plenty of these bugs in the park. I squished one on the statue."
"I know that park very well. Statues, sure. But there's nothing like this in my park. For all I know, you might have brought that bug with you."
"Well, I didn't. And there are bugs like this over there."
Albrecht stomped his foot on the ground.
"Our friend here put one inside a test tube, right?"
Yeah.
Franklin was focused on the iridescent bugs. The conversation was slowly grinding something inside the doctor. creating a sense of agitation that internally mimicked the bug's behavior. He placed a hand over his eye to make the incessant twitching stop. I let the bug go a while back.
Are these bugs acting normal then?
Asked Curly. Franklin suddenly realized the slow grind of the conversation had paused and looked up from the bugs. Everyone was staring at the doctor, waiting for an answer.
No. Franklin felt exasperated, unable to get a break from the grind. I think they're reacting to the same unnatural forces that we saw when we first visited the park. They're typically dormant and underground this time of year. Also, there's a whole lot more of them now.
Albrecht looked back down the path, and what he saw was difficult to comprehend. The darkness was so thick it was almost palpable, yet he could still see the column of pale light shining from the bus stop. It was like an optical illusion that made his eyes cross. The light was not shining through the darkness, it was just there in the distance. Between them and the light, there was no ground nor maze hedge walls, only black. It was a sight that was difficult to comprehend and made him feel like he could fall into the bottomless black if he stepped out of his light bubble.
I'm looking back and I can still see the lamppost back by the bus stop, Albrecht said. Can anyone else see it?
Yeah. Strange.
Curly was massaging a handlebar back into his mustache again.
Yep. I can still see it,
echoed Bizarria.
Maybe it's part of the glitch.
Albrecht scratched his head, attempting to understand what this could mean.
So, pretty much, if there's anything emitting light that is within our line of sight, then we should be able to see it.
The old man nodded to his thoughts and then began their trek forward. The path was carpeted with short, soft, well-manicured grass, and it did not show signs of excessive foot traffic. As a group, everyone slowly and silently walked along the trail. After a short distance, Albrecht halted.
Does anyone else see the ominous-looking shape at the end of the light?
Asked Curly, leaning over Albrecht's shoulder.
Yup.
Bez was leaning over the mortician's other shoulder. The shape covered a large portion of the ground. It was dark and circular. Green light gently reflected off its smooth, opaque surface. Stepping closer, the smell of lake water crept past their nostrils. They knew what lay before them.
It's an ominous puddle, muttered Bizarria.
It was the lake water from the cave, except in the size of a large puddle. The puddle covered most of the path, its edges almost touching the hedge walls. Albrecht also mumbled, though quiet and incoherent. He was not happy to see the lake water again. Curly knelt down and took a moment to examine the path before getting closer to the water.
Curly, mustache sense. 4. Success. Normal DT.
The grass was from his park, but the bug-infested hedge walls, this lake water, and thick darkness were all uncommon features he could not directly associate with his park. The cowboy found a small rock nearby and tossed it into the dark water. The small rock skipped and splashed across the water, spraying droplets from the impact and sending ripples across its dark surface. It did not sound like a deep body of water, but the rock could not be seen when the water settled.
"Don't disturb the waters,"
Albrecht warned quietly. Everyone stood several feet away, watching but not moving, waiting for something to happen. The memories of the cave haunted the Magi's consciousness, and she closed her eyes to check the logout button. It still remained an unrecognizable, pixelated mess that would not function. She opened her eyes to see Curly shifting his feet with indecision. She glanced at Franklin, who stood looking detached and forlorn, unmoving. She closed her eyes again, squeezing them tightly, trying to force out the memory of death's void that engulfed her before being pulled out of the water. Albrecht shook off the dread creeping up his spine and stepped to the water's edge. From here, the light of the toothbrush allowed him to see that the path made a hard left after the puddle. He gauged the narrow space of grass between the water and the hedge wall and decided to take a chance. Carefully,
The mortician toed around the corner, doing his best not to touch the bug-infested wall or step in the water. There was another gasp from one of Albrecht's companions, he wasn't sure which one, as the toothbrush's light followed him around the corner, leaving his friends on the edge of darkness. His companions quickly followed suit, one by one. They tiptoed around the corner and made it past the foreboding puddle. There was a collective sigh of relief as they regrouped in the green light of the toothbrush. The puddle was now behind them, but pure darkness still existed ahead. Albrecht swallowed hard, and together they moved forward into the maze. "Tiptoe, tiptoe," Franklin sang quietly. "Moving along, better keep up or you could end up in the darkness." Albrecht looked back, smiling in the doctor's attempt at levity. Bez chuckled forcefully. Curly did not respond and remained guarded. Franklin was... Albrecht stopped.
"Vez Franklin?
I'm here," Franklin said as he hurried into the light. "I know, the little song was terrible, by the way. Not funny, not even close to rhyming." Albrecht hummed an acknowledgement while looking at Franklin.
"I guess I should make very small steps so you can keep up with me."
Franklin looked back at Albrecht with indifference. His eye twitched. Albrecht shook his head.
"Anyway..."
His voice trailed off as he came to an opening in the wall. Albrecht peered ahead through the intersection and found that he had to choose to continue straight or turn left.
"Can you guys even see in this dock?"
Albrecht asked, considering his next avenue of travel.
"Oh, we can see ourselves."
The security guard was scanning the edges of light, watching for a change in their surroundings.
"Yeah, we just can't see much beyond our hands."
The Magi stretched her arms out and rolled her shoulders as they continued to move forward.
"I was going to say," chimed in Franklin, "we all seem to have our own little light." "Emphasis on little," interjected Curly.
"You just happen to give more light." Franklin used his hands to emphasize the difference in their lights. "Also, yours is green and ours isn't."
"Okay, I'll try to keep the toothbrush up high."
Albrecht turned the next left into a narrow passage and pressed forward until the path opened to a small clearing. The clearing had the path branch to the right and continue forward. Albrecht held up his free hand, motioning everyone to stop.
"It looks like there's an open space," Albrecht said. "But I still don't know what's going on here."
"Well, we ought to be careful."
Bizarria slid a hand inside her jacket as she spoke.
"These bugs."
Franklin walked past Albrecht toward the far wall. Curly also moved around the old man to get out of the narrow passage. He began inspecting the outer edges of the light, looking for clues regarding where they should go next. Albrecht carefully moved around the small clearing and discovered that they had two paths turning to the right.
"Ah!"
The doctor's exclamation was not one of fear, but it certainly caught the group's attention.
"I just ran into a wall."
Dr. Meadowlark was immediately outside the bubble of green light and discovered that the straight path ended quickly, indicating they would have to turn right. The mortician peered down the first right turn and saw the path went straight before making another right turn.
"I can see another puddle at the edge of your light."
The mortician jumped slightly at the voice as he didn't realize the cowboy was right behind him.
"Uh-oh, there's another one over there, too."
Bizarria was pointing down the alternate path.
"We can't go around either of them?"
questioned Albrecht.
"Nope."
Bizarria moved side to side, looking down both paths.
"I guess we're going to have to go through the water this time."
999!
The mortician quickly backed away from the paths with the puddles. He turned and swiftly walked back down the narrow passage they'd come from.
"I'm going back the way we came,"
Albrecht said as he attempted a rapid escape from the placid water. His companions called out and quickly shuffled about, following after their source of green light and protection.
"Oh, sorry."
Albrecht paused for a moment, realizing his angst had left the others alone.
"I didn't mean to leave you guys in the dark."
As everyone caught back up to Albrecht's light bubble, Curly asked,
"So, what direction are we going?"
"I'm going back down the way we came."
don't want to disturb the waters?
Yeah, Albrecht smiled. They arrived at the end of the narrow path returning to their first choice, turn left or turn right. Heading to the right would lead back to the start of the maze, so Albrecht turned left. The path abruptly turned left again, and Albrecht hurriedly followed around the bend, then he halted.
Looks like another puddle in this path, Bizarria voiced Albrecht's reason for stopping.
It might be the same puddle, Curly mused.
The cowboy took another look at the hedges that walled their path. The hedge wall was thick and lacked any substantial branches for climbing. The bugs were severely agitated. Their iridescent yellow shells seemed to crawl through every inch of the hedges. The bugs' agitation intensified when Curly extended his palm closer to the wall. He had a strong impression that going through the hedge wall would bring more pain than it was worth.
Okay, I don't want to get eaten alive by bugs.
Curly turned to the group.
I got this. I'll try out the water. Hopefully there are no creepy snakes that are going to suck me in.
Snakes? Asked Albrecht.
Yeah.
Albrecht was about to ask another question, but was interrupted by the magician.
I'll keep an eye on you, cowboy.
Bizarria was as far away from the puddle as she could be while remaining in the green light.
Anybody got any rope? Like to tie around my waist? Curly asked. Anybody?
Everyone shook their heads.
Nope.
Curly echoed their head movements with lost hope.
No rope.
Okay.
The cowboy shook his head a final time, then stepped forward, placing the toes of his boots at the water's edge. He stretched out one leg as far as possible, attempting to keep the rest of his body on land. Cautiously, he lowered the toe of his boot to the water's surface, then quickly pulled it back. The water rippled in a natural response, causing the reflected light of the toothbrush to glisten and hop across the surface. He waited. Nothing else happened. Another forced exhale and a quick check of the mustache. Slowly, carefully, Curly stepped into the water with one foot. He paused and waited, but nothing happened. The humming and chittering of the bugs continued to provide an unwrinkled blanket of soft noise. Curly looked back at his companions, who were watching him with wide eyes and ready arms. Curly faced forward and took another careful, deliberate step, placing his foot into the water. Curly extended his arms to either side as if walking a tightrope, taking his next step and planting both feet firmly in the ankle-deep puddle. He was glad the leather boots kept his feet dry. Something grabbed his hand. The cowboy snapped his head back and saw Albrecht reaching over the water, holding his hand. Albrecht had the toothbrush in his mouth. He looked like an old dog with a stick, as both ends of the toothbrush protruded out the corners of his mouth, and the center was firmly clamped in the old man's jaw. Leaning precariously over the water while holding Curly's hand, Albrecht looked back and attempted to speak over the toothbrush in his mouth. Though his words were unclear, his request was understood. The mortician's free hand stretched out to his remaining companions.
I'll take your hand, Bizarria said, shaking her head at how the mortician looked like an old dog with a bone.
The Magi grabbed Albrecht's open hand, then looked to Franklin and extended her open hand. Dr. Franklin Meadowlark took a step back, away from his companions and the water.
So, I think I'm actually going to try and work my way back around.
The edge of the doctor's face twitched.
All three companions looked at him with shock and disbelief.
It's like he's never seen a horror movie.
Curly growled as Franklin slowly backed further away.
No, I have seen horror movies.
Franklin responded matter-of-factly.
This is exactly what happens.
It's like he's trying to be the token minority or something.
Curly then addressed the doctor directly.
You want to die first?
Half of Franklin's face twitched again as he shook his head.
I'm not standing in this infernal water all day. Grab the fool's hand.
The security guard commanded as he faced forward, then added under his breath,
Doctors aren't supposed to be this stupid.
Curly took another step forward and then another, careful not to splash or cause any excessive disturbance in the water.
The puddle was in the middle of an intersection where multiple paths converged. Curly chose the path that allowed the shortest distance of travel in the water. The three friends were stretched out across the puddle, holding each other's hand. But Curly managed to get one foot on land just before Bizarria had to place both of her feet in the water. Albrecht and Bizarria hurriedly followed Curly onto the safe green grass while stepping carefully to avoid unnecessary splashing. Bizarria let out a small hoot of excitement when both of her feet were out of the water. Curly turned around and counted the group. 1, 2, 3. Where's Franklin? Albrecht looked at Bizarria, started to speak, stopped to take the toothbrush out of his mouth, then attempted to speak again.
Didn't you grab his hand?
I tried,
Bez exclaimed, then pointed to the darkness across the puddle.
He's over there. He just kind of left. He turned around.
Seriously?
Curly's shock was quickly consumed with anger.
He was freaking serious?
Curly leaned over the puddle, cupped a hand to the side of his mouth.
Franklin! Franklin, get back here!
He called out in a loud whisper. The light of the toothbrush barely extended past the puddle's edge from where they came, and there was no evidence that Franklin was ever there. Albrecht leaned around Curly and waved the toothbrush, trying to get a better vantage of Franklin's last known location without stepping back into the puddle.
Franklin!
Albrecht called out in a loud whisper.
Franklin!
Hey, you guys!
Franklin's voice sang from somewhere in the darkness, his tone deliberately low and slow.
Can you see? I'm playing as a different character.
Curly and Albrecht looked at each other, then looked in the voice's direction. Franklin's voice did not come from where they had left him, but rather from a different side of the puddle. Albrecht swung the toothbrush to get a better view.
Hello!
Franklin waved with a big smile as the green light of the toothbrush fell over him. Albrecht yelped and jumped back, dropping his toothbrush near the puddle's edge. Bizarria laughed while Curly buried his face into his hand.
I didn't get eaten,
Franklin said, still smiling while holding half his face with one hand. He pressed hard, but the short facial spasms wouldn't stop. The doctor thought he felt a faint probing in his mind and tried to block any artificial memories as he attempted to break the character he was expected to play.
Yay!
Bez clapped, still laughing at Franklin's little disappearing act.
I decided to play the dumb character,
Franklin said as he lumbered near the water's edge.
Not cool, man,
chided Albrecht while picking up his toothbrush.
How big do you think this is?
Franklin attempted to size up the puddle. The facial spasms were calming down.
10 feet?
Guessed Albrecht.
Think I can jump it?
Albrecht shrugged in response. Franklin squatted down and looked closely. Jumping was not a skill in his hero sheet, but running was. He decided to play to his skills.
I'm not a high enough level to jump it, so I'm just gonna run through it.
Wait, what?